Welcome to Storytime with Uncle Reddit, a podcast where I read some of the best posts from across Reddit and around the web. Each episode is a collection of funny content that includes subjects like tales from tech support, entitled parents, choosing beggars, pro-revenge, and more. Today's episode is all about tales from tech support.
Welcome back to the channel. It's going to do something a little bit different today. We're going to do a morning recording before I go to the shop. The light's not so bad coming in this window as it is in the afternoons, and Uncle Reddit doesn't have to stay up all night editing. Yeah. Let's read some stories. The printer I regret fixing. I'm a printer and copier tech, currently taking care of a couple large hospitals. I went to a surgery department to fix a printer that the user described as printing colors weird and now jammed. I arrive, power it off, unplug it. I fix a pretty standard problem that causes jamming, paper backstop was out of place, and power it back up. Now to the issue of the colors. Once powered up, the held up print jobs started churning out. As one does, I pick them up and start to study them for color issues. These are pictures that have printed, but I can't figure out what they're pictures of, so I don't know what the colors are supposed to look like. I ask the nurse, "What is this?" She says, "Aw, sugar, that's a butthole."
Oh my god.
My brain is instantly horrified, and I don't want to look again, so I say, "Oh, God, okay. Well, does it look okay to you?" The nurse replies, "Nah, sweetie, that's why he's here." Wait, what? Me. I meant the colors. Never mind. I'm going to print the fruit. Oh, my God. Can't. Oh. I had to re-record some of that, like, 4 and 5 times, so... Oh, man. I don't even know what to say on that, man. Part of that was OP's fault, though, for the way he worded it. Does it look okay? Oh, my God. I emailed you the other way. I work as the only IT person in a company with multiple 3 to 5 employee office locations spread around the state. This story happened about 15 years ago, but it still makes me laugh. All of our operating software is web-based and hosted by third parties. There's almost nothing any of the employees in these offices can do if the internet is down. Most of the employees are hourly, so with no internet, they're basically just sitting there on the clock doing nothing. Back then, for some reason, the most common cable ISP in this area was providing cable modems that had a button on the front that toggled the internet on and off. The modem didn't shut off, it just deactivated the internet connection. Despite the modem being in an out-of-the-way location on top of a filing cabinet, this button would occasionally get bumped when people would put stuff on the cabinet, etc. I would get a call from this office every couple months about the internet being down. First thing to ask was always, "Is the internet light on the modem lit up?" "No? Okay, push the button on the front of the modem." The manager at this particular location was kind of a moron. They had personally been through this several times and should have figured out by now to check the modem before calling, but never did. The office locations open around 8 a.m. and close around 5 p.m. One day, it's almost 5 p.m. I'm just packing up to go home and I get a phone call from the moron manager. "Hey, were you able to figure anything out about the internet?" I respond, "I have no idea what you're talking about. Is something wrong with your internet?" Moron manager replies, "Yeah, it was down this morning when we came in and it's been out all day. I thought you would have had it fixed by now." I said, "I didn't have any voicemail or a phone call from you today. How was I supposed to know that your internet was out?" Moron manager replies, "Oh, I emailed you." I pause for a second before replying, "How would I get an email from you when your internet was out?" Moron manager pauses for just a moment and says, "Oh, I emailed you the other way." I still don't know what moron manager meant by, "I emailed you the other way." This was before most people had email on their cell phones. I asked what they meant, but never did get a straight answer. They obviously knew they had screwed up. I said, "Probably would have been a good idea to call me or your boss or really anyone when I didn't reply to you after a little while. What exactly have you and your employees been doing all day with no internet?" Moron manager replies, "Oh, I had them working on other things." "Uh-huh, sure." After getting through that, it took about 10 seconds to say, "Is the internet light green on the modem?" "No? Okay, push the button." Amazingly, I never got another phone call from that location about the internet working as long as moron manager worked there. Even after 20 years in IT, "I emailed you the other way" remains one of the dumbest things anyone's ever said to me. Yeah, it sounds like moron manager was trying to backpedal a little there somehow. I don't know what other way would have meant, but, yeah. Well, no, but also yes. I used to work at a warehouse that was basically an image center for a large organization. Blah, can't say that word. In addition to helping people do bulk imaging, we would also have callers call in to do individual computers. These callers would be local IT guys. Caller, it's not letting me image. Me, it should either say there are no task sequences available for this computer, or it'll give you an OX error code. Caller, it doesn't say any of that, it just says there are no task sequences available for this computer. Me, that was one of the... never mind. Okay, give me a minute and I'll fix it. This happened probably 70% of the time. It's amazing. It takes very little to test people to see if they're actually listening to you. Most of the time you don't even need to test people. It's pretty glaringly obvious. You fix printers. What about the internet? Been a while since I had anything to post. I used to work help desks and now I'm a field tech, working on various IT issues for many different businesses. Our company does places like large retail DIY stores, popular insurance places, large chain retail office supply stores, banks, convenience stores, and a handful of other name brand stores. What I love about the job is that 90% of the troubleshooting is already done. Parts were ordered and sent to the site. All we have to do is swap out parts and make sure it works. To keep it short, I fixed a printer showing reset maintenance kit. Easy enough, just a handful of parts that are most used inside the machine. 30 to 60 minute fix and then reset the counter. But for this store, we're required to find a manager to sign for the work. Not a biggie. Find this manager and she signs, but then has a tech question for me. I relish these most times. I'm just a curious person by nature and love new questions. Okay, so the printer's fixed. Thank you for that. But another question before you leave. In the back area, the Wi-Fi... No, wait. The internet is kind of slow back there. So customers trying to use special promotions or military ID can't get discounts, and it's causing them to get angry and leave. Is there any way you can... making unknown hand signals at me. Bump up the signal? Had to explain we're technically a third-party company inside the store. We don't have that kind of control. I received a logon to a part of their stores for a printer management page. Long ago that has never worked, regardless of whatever browser I used, and we aren't allowed to use store computers at all. Told her she'd need to reach out to her internal IT guys as they have a team specifically for those kind of issues. She tells me, oh, okay, I thought I'd ask. I'm also just asking any tech I see in the store about it. Okay, but those other field techs will be like me and not have access to anything network related. But you do you. I honestly can't blame the manager for asking the questions. I mean, you know, maybe they've been having a hard time forever and, you know, they're getting an internal runaround. So they're asking people just to kind of glean any information they can to find out if they're just being jerked around or if it's an actual legit issue. Of course, not being able to have any access, you can't really answer any questions. So, yeah, I get it. That day I went to unlock my own account. I work in IT as a software engineer and perform some basic computer troubleshooting around the company. I am tech support. The other day I found myself locked out of our VPN portal, so I request support from a company contracted by mine, dedicated to network and related issues. My account worked just fine everywhere else. The VPN portal seemed to be malfunctioning. One of the things I check while on the phone with the support agent is whether my account is locked out. If it is, then the VPN portal isn't going to let me in. That day I had encountered plenty of coworkers whose accounts had been locked. And wouldn't you know it, mine was too. So I tell the support agent, oh, let me log into the VPN and unlock my account. Because I am tech support internally, I have the privilege. It took me a minute. I had the VPN dialog open, was in the process of entering my credentials, and boom. Yup, I wanted to unlock my account by logging into the system from which I was locked out. Suffice to say, the support agent was amused. Unfortunately, we never got the VPN portal fixed. Whoops! Every once in a while, the needle skips on the record. I get it. Been there. Done that. The devil is in the details. I'm an IT consultant and often do support functions in different companies. This one is from the beginning of last year, an issue that kept recurring over a period of around 2 months. The company I was with at the time was remodeling their offices, and during that time, a part of the staff would be working from home, and a part would be working from another office in the same building that the company rented temporarily. Since this office was much smaller, not all work posts could be moved, and the excess screens, docking stations, keyboards, etc., all went into boxes and were kept in a room in the new office designated as IT storage. In the second week, one of the girls working there comes to me with an issue. After her ZBook laptop installed a Windows update that morning, random characters would appear on screen when typing. I went with her, and indeed, a random group of characters were entered in a loop like, I'm not even going to try to read that. QSDE, 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 over and over. immediately checked the keyboard. Nothing resting on it. Nothing on the keyboard of the laptop. Reboot fixed it for half an hour, then it was IOP, 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 IOP. At that point, I thought it was probably a bad keyboard, as those letters were on opposite sides. Got another from storage, plugged in the cable, and it would be fine for the day. It was fine for the day, but not the next day. When this same girl came to work in the office, she again had this issue. At this point, I was beginning to lean to her initial idea that a Windows update did screw something up. So I looked at the updates that were installed on the date she first had the issue and deleted all of them. Things were fine for 2 weeks and then the same issue happens yet again. I go over, immediately check the installed updates, and there the three were again, automatically installed. So I turned off automatic update and instructed her not to install updates and to call me if asked to do so. Another 2 weeks later, it again occurs. So I again check the updates, though this time they're not installed, so it wasn't caused by the updates. Now, half a year before this happened, I had an HP laptop that had similar issues being caused by a corrupt motherboard. So I prepared and do the initial troubleshooting HP support had instructed me to do. Make sure the latest BIOS is installed. See if all HP drivers, etc. are up to date. After that was done, I gave back the laptop and instructed her to call me the minute the issue comes up again. So we'll send it to HP. So another week later, it comes up again. I call HP business support, explain the issue, go over the troubleshooting I already did, and they agree that it looks like a mainboard issue and agree to send a technician to replace it. The technician comes the next day, replaces the mainboard, and all seems fine and dandy. Until 3 weeks later. You guessed it, the issue's back. At this point, me and my IT support colleagues are at the end of our rope, and we were going over all what we tried, when I noticed something. This girl is using the wired keyboard connected to the docking station, but she wasn't using the wired mouse. She was using a wireless mouse, so we asked about it. She said that was the same mouse she always used on her work post before the move. She took it home, and the dongle for it was in her laptop, not the docking station. And I knew this type of dongle. It was for a wireless desktop mouse and keyboard, a keyboard that was currently stored in a box with others stacked on top of it. After facepalming so hard it left an imprint, and 15 minutes of searching and testing later, we found the keyboard paired to the dongle and finally solved her problem. Oh man, could you imagine the headaches and the chasing your tail for weeks on end, months on end? Yeah, I can't even imagine doing that, man. That would make me absolutely crazy. I'd probably find a way to just get rid of the laptop and start fresh with everything. But again, you wouldn't think to get rid of the docking station and all the peripherals and stuff, so yeah.
You've been listening to Storytime with Uncle Reddit. If you enjoy this content, be sure to follow my podcast. I upload new episodes at least 3 times a week.